Well, President Obama gave his first primetime press conference last night, and he used the chance to push hard for his economic stimulus plan. Now, most of us were glued to our TVs at 8 Central, 8 Eastern time, primetime. But April Ryan, who's the White House correspondent and Washington bureau chief for American Urban Radio Networks, was there. April, I saw you sitting right there in the second row off to the president's right.
Yes, so
what stood out to you most in this first primetime press conference?
One, that he had a press conference so early in his presidency. Typically, they say presidents don't do the high wire, which is considered the East Room right off the bat. And this president took it on. He took the East Room on in a press conference in the East Room. He talked about his plan. He gave the talking points. Nothing really new. Some are criticizing the fact that they want to understand how states will get monies, the formulation of how states will get monies for things like an increased food stamp benefit, also the unemployment benefits, and also WIC programs. So, you know, the devil is in the details in some of this program still.
Did you get the sense that the president had a clear strategy going into the press conference? I noticed the answer to his first question, the traditional AP question first,
yes,
was 8 or 9 minutes long, a sort of a traditional senatorial filibuster. He seemed to kind of veer off into his own agenda. Did you get a sense that he was taking the opportunity to drive his own message home?
Yes, I did, because, one, I got information this weekend that the president's team, quote-unquote, feverishly had been calling groups across the country trying to sell this package, trying to get people vested in this package. So now it was next for him to use the bully pulpit and talk to the American public. But one thing, instead of using an Oval Office speech, just talking directly, he went with a back-and-forth questions. So we'll see we'll gauge to see what the American public has to say this morning after they digested and slept on it last night.
All right. So just press conference logistics really quickly. I was President Bush brought in, I don't know if he brought it in, but had this system of having questioners in order pre-written on his list, and he would go down the list and call on them, usually with nicknames or last names, whatever. So other presidents have responded to raised hands in the East Room and just pick people at random. But President Obama seems to be going with the list. What difference does this make to a White House reporter like you?
Well, it's standard fare somewhat. I mean, last evening I was debating, should I raise my hand or shouldn't I? I wanted to raise my hand. I said, well, it looks like he's going through a predetermined list, and I knew he already had a predetermined list. He went through this list with his press secretary, Robert Gibbs. And what I was told was that the press secretary, as in other presidents, sometimes the press secretaries will go back and forth with the president suggesting, look, this is what this person has been talking about in the briefings. You may want to talk to this person about this issue. But last night he had a list formulated by Robert Gibbs. But ultimately the president is the one who makes the final decision if I'm going to call on that person or not. Now the question is, did he go strictly by Robert Gibbs' list, or did he veer off? But, you know, again, as you said, Todd, you know, Jennifer Levin got the first question, AP, the Associated Press. Then Reuters came next.
Right.
So, and he picked on some of the typical people, CNN, NBC,
right,
you know, Bloomberg.
Right.
But then you went to the Huffington Post.
Right, blogger, question 13.
Yes, yes.
Right, and 13 questions in total. And But one person left out in particular, April Ryan from American Urban Radio Networks. President Bush,
yes.
President Bush used to call on you all the time. He didn't
I don't know about all the time.
Well, a lot though. He didn't call on you last night. So here's your platform. What was your question?
Okay, I had actually. Let me pull my questions over. I had three questions.
Oh, that's realistic.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, wow, what press conference were you at?
I know one question. What if someone asked that question? And typically, I would try to have five, but I said, okay, let's see. My first question, the unemployment numbers are 7.6% overall, with a breakdown of whites, 6.9%, Hispanics, 9.7%, and blacks or African Americans, 12.6%. Supporters of the stimulus package say they are encouraged, but don't know the details. What specifically in this package will create the 3 to 4 million jobs that will lower these unemployment numbers, particularly for those hardest hit communities, how are you going to lower those numbers in the unemployment lines for the hardest hit communities? That's one question. The second question was on Guantanamo Bay. The Pentagon says 61 Gitmo detainees have returned to battle. Does that change your thinking in shutting it down as quickly as you wished? And the third question was on Afghanistan. You know, there was a question on Afghanistan. You know, he talked about a couple questions on Ed Henry from CNN got that question, and along with the Flag Drake coffin question.
Right.
And that was a very interesting question during that press conference.
And interesting that he chose not to answer it. He kind of kicked that one down the line and said that there was a Pentagon
review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, April, sure hope you get your questions in later in the administration. I have a feeling you will.
And trust me, I will.
let me just point out for those who don't know a fun takeaway fact for listeners who don't know. April Ryan, I believe, is the one who shot with a handy cam video camera or a cell phone the now famous video of Barney the White House dog biting a reporter from Reuters, right? You shot that.
I sure did.
I knew it.
I sure did. I miss Barney, too. I was walking down the White House Northwest driveway there, and I said, where's Barney? I said, I forgot we have a new administration. It's just been a couple of days, and sometimes old habits die hard.
Right.
So.
And maybe a new dog coming, too. April Ryan from Urban Radio Networks joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Catherine.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.